With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30
with Christine and Salt
on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
So yesterday at this time, we were talking about rapper T.I., who has some people call it abusive, other people call it just controversial way of keeping tabs on his daughter's sexual activity or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. He gets a report from his daughter's gynecologist on the regular. She's 18. Well, the update is Deja is her name. She kind of had a reaction to it, very subtle, yesterday.
Yeah.
By going to Twitter and liking comments that people made that said things like her father's actions were disgusting, possessive, and controlling.
Padma Lakshmi, she tweeted, "The double standard of patriarchy is truly insane." Iggy Azalea, who's been beefing with T.I. for a while, he has serious control issues with women in all aspects of his life. And Ellen Barkin, she had the best tweet of all. She said, "I have bad news for T.I. After 6 months of sex, my hymen broke."
Wow.
So,
it doesn't take just one time, T.I.
Yeah, so he should probably inform himself. Plus, the women who were laughing on the podcast with him, they've actually come out and they've apologized because they said our reaction wasn't appropriate for the uncomfortable situation we were in, and we do apologize for that.
I feel like, just to address that real quick, it's kind of a weird reaction that you have around someone who's making an inappropriate comment, and you don't know what to do. They're a celebrity. They're a guest on your show. Do you call them out on it? Do you just laugh and try and get past it?
Or you might not even realize
that you're doing
at the time that it's that uncomfortable, and you're like, what's the deeper meaning here?
I know. Well, Oprah Winfrey has some practical advice.
I love this because as a parent, you run that fine line of you want to prop your kids up and have them dream the big dream, but at the same time, you want them to get a job and be able to sustain themselves. And Oprah came out and she was talking to CBS this morning and she said one of the girls in her African school came up to her and said, "Hey, I'm looking at this promotion, but, you know, my job's not really fulfilling." And Oprah's advice was like, "Hey, girl, keep that job. You can be fulfilled later." Practical advice from Oprah.
So true. Rumors have been running rampant that Pete Davidson and supermodel Kaia Gerber are a thing. Well, now she's pretty much confirmed they're dating, and it looks like things are getting serious. I don't know how he keeps getting his dates because he's such a goofball, but maybe that's his
weird
charm.
Once you get one beautiful woman, I guess the others follow suit. It's crazy. And this is new from the Joe Bros. It's a Christmas song.
96.5 TIC.